Kids and technology. What will become of the I generation? Children and teens who are growing up with mobile devices in their homes are now being referred to as the I generation. Some babies learn how to use tablets and smartphones before the age of 2. Instead of a toy or a book, parents pass their young ones a mobile device to keep them company on road trips and strolls. How long is too long for a child to be engaged on a mobile device? Literacy experts believe that screens have no place with babies and toddlers. Even before smartphones and tablets, these experts cautioned parents of Generation Y kids to limit the time in front of television screens and video game consoles. Many teachers agree that screen time should be restricted until a child can speak and read fluently. Health experts also have concerns about kids and technology. Studies suggest that screen time can change the development of the brain. Doctors also complain that overuse of technology contributes to obesity. Social skills may also suffer if kids aren't encouraged to go outside and play with their peers. Now that technology can be accessed on the go, the amount of time children spend using technology is higher than ever. Technology advocates believe there is such a thing as a happy medium. They argue that young children should have access to technology under adult supervision. They also believe that the internet is a wealth of information and that apps can be fun and educational. How often are children with mobile devices being closely supervised? Many children today have never experienced life without being constantly connected. They are accustomed to having information at their fingertips. How will this generation's dependency on technology change the human race?